We're visiting with Opie head football coach Chris Schmidt here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, you had a 14-0 loss to Osage last Friday, but you got to think, you know, with that game being defensive and only two scores being put on the board that night, defense had to be a really big emphasis in that game. What'd you learn from that loss?
Well, you know, the game started off kind of rough for us. We kicked off. They hit a long pass play on a busted coverage, and a couple plays later, kind of a busted coverage again to get up 7-0. We take the ball. We march it down the field, get to the 2-yard line, the second goal, and we fumble. And then we stuff them, and we get the ball back and march it. As we're marching, we get inside the 20, and our starting quarterback gets hurt. And so we play the rest of the game without him. And that kind of just threw us off a little bit. But defensively, after that first touchdown, we really played really well. They didn't score their last touchdown until the last 30 seconds of the game, and that was kind of a mop-up time, and that was set up by a turnover by us. But, you know, offensively, we were inside there 30, probably four times throughout the game, and we'd always have a play to set us back and put us in second and third and long. And with a young quarterback in there, they brought a lot of people at us, and we just didn't handle it as well as, you know, as we would have liked to. But the situation was kind of understandable. But defensively, I thought we did some good things. Like I said, gave up a couple things early, but after that, we really did a nice job. And obviously, our defense kept us in the game. It gave us some good opportunities, and we just couldn't capitalize and do things on the offensive side of the ball.
So do you feel like the guys came back fresh and ready to improve and work hard this week?
Yeah, you know, we obviously we had to make some adjustments to our lineup because Dexton, you know, got bad news on his knee, so he's out for the year. So we had to do some adjusting there and move some other people around. But, you know, now it's kind of playoff time. We start district play this week, and Pleasanton's a darn good foe to start off with. So we had to buckle down. I do think there's some things that we, you know, like I said, did better last week against Osage. We just got to continue that, and we got to have some kids step up and make plays. That's the big thing, especially offensively.
What do you feel like the biggest improvement-wise has been this week in practice?
Well, I think as each week we're getting more and more, you know, used to what our responsibilities are now. Again, we've had to adjust some things this week a little bit and moved a couple people around. So we've had to, you know, it's been a little slow process for maybe a couple kids. But I feel like some other kids are getting more from, you know, are getting more comfortable with where they need to be and what they need to be doing. And again, offensively, we're trying some, you know, just we added some things just because of changing our personnel a little bit. But the big thing is we focus on kids making plays, and that's what we need at this point in time. I think we're not far away from where we want to be. It's just we got to have some kids step up and make some plays at timely times.
We're visiting with Opie head football coach Chris Schmidt here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, as you mentioned, going to Pleasanton to open up district play. That's about a 2-hour bus trip for you guys. I believe they're undefeated as well, but what challenges lie ahead as you open up district play?
A big challenge. They have a lot of kids back. We played them twice last year, played them in regular season and played in playoffs, and they played us tough, especially defensively. They made things tough on us. You know, our defense kind of kept them in check, and that's, you know, we're going to lean on the defense again tonight. We needed them to be strong. But they like I said, they got pretty much all their line back. They got good skill kids. So it's going to be a big challenge. You know, we got to stop the run first. They do both, but I think taking one element away will help us on the other element. And then offensively, we got to take care of the football, and I think first downs are going to be big for us, that we get some positive stuff to happen on first down so we're not in second, third, and long. Because I think if we're in that situation, they're going to pin their ears back and come after us. So we need to keep them off balance.
Well, coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tonight at Pleasanton. We'll talk to you again next Friday.
Sounds good, Dylan. Thank you.
That's Opie head football coach Chris Schmidt joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Citizens State Bank, Rich Door Company, and Mel's Tire. on KVOE, live and local.